Got Mike Wood in the studio right now. As a matter of fact, he is a member of the Audrain Amateur Radio Association. Want to say good morning to you, sir.
Thank you, Mike. Oh, Matt.
Yeah. He was just talking to Mike, so that's all right. But yeah, glad to have you in here this morning. This is something that happens every year, a yearly event, as I understand it. Tell us a little bit about what's going to be going on in Mexico. I believe it's at Lakeview Park this weekend, correct?
Lakeview. It starts Saturday, the 22nd, and goes through Sunday, the 23rd. We'll start at 1 o'clock and go from 1 o'clock till 1 o'clock on Sunday.
All right. And this is for amateur radio operators, is that right?
They'll be the ones operating, but anyone that wants to come out, we'll put them on the air if they want to operate.
Very nice. So you're going to have a trailer there, as I understand it. Kind of tell us what, you know, a little bit about how you guys get set up and who you hope to communicate with on this during this event.
Well, amateurs around the country, North America in particular, but anyone in the world can check into it. It's a contest, but it also shows how we set up and can work in emergency for emergency communications. It's a real exercise in setting up.
Sure. And what kind of emergencies do you guys normally respond to, if you will?
Well, we can do health and welfare, traffic, if asked to do it by local organizations. We can handle anything they want us to. If the cell phone service is down or any other types of communication are down, we can work portable using generators and operate on our own.
Sure. Now, how is it? How far can you connect away from Mexico, Missouri? Where's about the furthest you could connect to?
Around the world.
Around the world. How does this work? It's off of a satellite? Is that
No. It's high-frequency radio waves. We can talk to different countries. I talked to China just a couple of weeks ago.
Did they speak English?
They spoke English.
They did.
Fortunately.
Yes, yes.
But it was a real nice visit. We probably chatted for maybe 30 minutes. And it's a lifetime hobby that you can get into. And we like to see people involved.
Yeah, that's a pretty amazing thing. And so people can come check that out. Now, tell us it's from when to when. Is this a 24-hour deal?
They'll operate for 24 hours. We have an emergency communications trailer, one of the few of them in the state. And it's set up with digital, HF, VHF, UHF, and a number of other operations that can be used. And there'll be somebody there operating for 24 hours.
All right. Well, that sounds exciting. About how many folks do you expect will be out there taking part in this?
Well, the organization normally has about 20, 25 that are very active.
Okay. Well, check out that trailer for sure. I know that it got moved up to this weekend. Was going to take place next weekend. But
supposed to take care, but they moved it up and just happened to find out. Yeah. Here we are.
Well, we're glad you stopped by to tell us about it. Hope you guys have a good event, and thanks for stopping by this morning.
Thank you, Matt.